prefabricated housing production plant commissioned and government reforms translates into economic gains, according to Dr. Musoko Twane. Government has disclosed that the newly commissioned green prefabricated housing production plant under the Zambia National Shelter Company in the Lusaka South Multi Facility Economic Zone will create more than 200 direct jobs, especially for young people. Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Malupi, disclosed that the facility, constructed at a cost of $20 million, will support the production of over 300 housing units annually. Speaking during the commissioning of the plant, Mr. Malupi described the project as a major milestone in government's efforts in addressing the country's housing deficit.
News 360.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Musoko Twane, says reforms implemented by the government in the last 4 years have significantly contributed to the growth of the country's economy. Dr. Musoko Twane cited mining, manufacturing and energy as some of the sectors that have been impacted positively with the reforms carried out by the government. He said government has become a preferred destination for investment due to reforms and friendly policies put in place by the government. The minister said this during the 2026 first quarter budget economic performance and outlook town hall meeting in Lusaka.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
The Pentagon is reported to be considering options for punishing NATO allies over their perceived failure to support U.S. combat operations in Iran. Some members did not grant access to bases and denied overflight rights. Sanctions include pushing for Spain's suspension from NATO. Another sanction could be reviewing recognition of Britain's ownership of the Falkland Islands. The BBC's uncovered evidence that women who were abused by Jeffrey Epstein were housed by him in at least 4 London flats. One of the women Epstein abused, Virginia Dufresne, told the Metropolitan Police in 2015 she'd been a victim of an international sex trafficking scheme with links to London.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 86 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 47 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 6 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 14 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Rights groups have urged fans, players, journalists and other visitors to this summer's World Cup to exercise caution if traveling to the United States. More than 120 organizations have collectively issued a travel advisory driven by what they say is the Trump administration's violent and abusive immigration crackdown. The message states that the Trump administration's rising authoritarianism and increasing violence pose serious risks to all. It adds minority groups in particular are vulnerable to serious harm and is critical of Gianni Infantino, president of football's world governing body, FIFA, for his close ties to U.S. President Donald Trump. Lusaka is partly sunny with the highs at 24 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear with the lows at 15 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Prefabricated housing production plant commissioned and government reforms translates into economic gains, according to Dr. Musoko Twane. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity original. Fruity guava. Fruity mango. Fruity pineapple. Fruity apple. And fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5.
odds to be born on this earth. 1 in 400 trillion. I conquered those odds, yet I can't conquer leaving this house. I used to scroll and work, but there has to be more than just me.
Forgetting her out of the house. That maybe everything was going to be...